Have House Bill 2107, public hearing, and we'll work this bill today too. So, Robin, do you want to come up, or I think it'd be best to see if we have any questions.
Yeah, she really wants to come up.
You want to give a quick, John?
Yeah,
I guess so. John will give a quick overview.
Mr. Chair, House Bill 2107 addresses a variety of issues, including school bus endorsements to commercial driver's licenses, disqualification of individuals from holding a CDL if they're convicted of certain criminal offenses, revising current state law as it relates to a DUI by persons holding a CDL, and making some changes required under the federal USA Patriot Act to provisions of law dealing with driving hazardous material transport vehicles. You have before you today a dash three set of amendments. What these dash three amendments do is try and make this more readable for you. It took the dash one and dash two amendments and the original bill and combined them all in one single document. Admittedly, it is 58 pages long, but now everything in the amendments and everything that was retained from the original bill by the amendments is all in one document.
Okay. Thank you, John. Do you have anything to add, or would you just like to wait and answer questions, Robin?
Chair Gilman, members of the committee, good afternoon. I don't have anything to add. Everything's the same. I visited with most of the members last week, and indications were their questions were answered, but we're here to answer questions today, if need be.
No question. Okay.
Not a question, just a comment to thank you, Robin, for bringing the information in a timely manner. I actually took it home this weekend and read it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good. I'm ready for a motion.
Are we in work session? Are we in work session?
Oh, we better get out of public hearing. And now we're in work session.
Mr. Chair, I move the dash three amendments to House Bill 2107.
Representative Beyer moves the dash one amendments to 2107.
Yes.
Did I say three? Three is what I meant, yeah. The dash three amendments to 2107. Any discussion? Any opposition? Amendments are approved.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2107 as amended to the Ways and Means Committee with a recommendation of due pass.
Thank you.
As amended.
Representative Beyer moves 2107 as amended to Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation. Mike, do you want to? Discussion. Mike, do you want to call the roll?
Representative Hunt?
Aye.
Representative Thatcher?
Aye.
Representative Beyer?
Aye.
Representative Boone?
Aye.
Representative Bruin?
Representative Bruin is excused. He's over next door. As a matter of fact, if you could...
I think he's aiding me from getting...
See if we can get him over here to vote on this. And Representative Burley is excused also. And Gilman votes aye. We'll just hold for a minute here.
Thank you.
He's basically just, he's just getting ready to testify, so he said, go ahead and excuse him.
Okay. Representative Bruin is excused. Motion carries. And it goes to Ways and Means. Now, open a hearing on 2741. Excuse me. Jim.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Jim Gardner. I'm appearing today for the Hertz Corporation. And I want to first thank the committee for their courtesy in introducing this as a committee bill. This is a very simple bill which basically would create an option for rental car companies to register new vehicles for either a one-year period, a two-year period, or the standard four-year period that now is the standard for new passenger vehicles. And the reason for this is very simple. In many instances, in fact, for Hertz, in all instances, in every state, we turn these vehicles over within a year 99% of the time. In fact, vehicles that are rented at the Portland Airport, which is the primary location for vehicle rentals for Hertz, and at other commercial airports around the state, there is a requirement in the concession agreement that we sign with the airport authorities requiring us to have brand new vehicles. So even if we wanted to keep them longer, they have said you have to have new ones so it's nice and fresh for the traveling public. What happens now is that we will purchase a four-year registration period for a new vehicle, and then we will transfer the plates for that that four-year registration once we've used up 1 year of it. And typically we'll get three uses out of that plate. And that's a system that has been used. We pay about a $6 fee for the transfer privilege. But the problem with that is twofold. First of all, if that Hertz rental car has made its way to Nevada or California or New York, it becomes an inventory nightmare to try to grab that plate back wherever it is and then send it back to Oregon and utilize it for another new vehicle. The second problem is that if a visitor to Oregon or someone who has rented a car for through their insurance while their own vehicle is getting fixed after an accident, if the law enforcement computer system has not caught up with the transfer, a state trooper may see a red Chevy driving down the road, and his computer will tell him that's the wrong car that goes with those plates. And so you will have instances where people will be pulled over by the trooper and says, you got the wrong plates on this car, it doesn't fit. And you know, normally they will say it's a rental car, and you know it. And they will figure out what has happened, but sometimes people leave that little registration form out of the glove compartment. It just becomes a hassle for the motorist and not good PR, frankly, not a good experience for a tourist or a business person visiting the state of Oregon. This bill addresses that problem by allowing that optional one-year or two-year registration period for rental vehicles. There's no known opposition to the bill. We visited with all the relevant potentially interested parties in the building. We are going to suggest at the suggestion of ODOT a minor technical amendment to pull down the potential fiscal impact of the bill to something in the range of about $20,000 overall. And that amendment will say that regardless of the period you choose for your initial registration, whether you choose a one-year period or a two-year period or a four-year period, if by chance you as a rental car company decide to renew, it must be for the standard two-year renewal period. And the reason for that is it fits into their ODOT's computerized renewal system and reminder system, so they don't have to essentially re-engineer that. Now, my guess is that is a provision that would be used principally by smaller rental car companies and also by auto dealers that may have a sideline of operating a rental car. It probably would not be used by Hertz, and again, 99% of the time, but we want to make sure that we've done everything possible to accommodate ODOT's computer system and operation. So we would be bringing that amendment back to you as soon as it's gone through LC.
Questions? Yes, Representative Fire.
And maybe totally off the subject, but is that a standard, the year-old vehicle, is a nationwide standard?
It seems to be, Mr. Chair, Representative Fire, it does seem to be a kind of an industry standard prompted in part by regulatory authorities like ports and airports and so forth.
Thank you.
Further questions?
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Robin, you didn't sign up. Do you want to say anything? No. Okay. Real active group today. All right, I've closed the hearing on 2741, and we'll look for the amendments. Anything further? Do you have anything, John?
Well, I just thought I might give the committee members an update on our proposed field trip to Central Oregon. It is officially scheduled for April 8th. The meeting will be held at the Deschutes County Courthouse. We will be getting maps to you shortly on how to get there. It's right off the new parkway, so hopefully it will be easy to find. It is scheduled for 2 o'clock in the afternoon. What I would like to learn from any of you will be whether any of you would require accommodations for overnight after the meeting or whether you're all planning on returning here after the meeting. We anticipate that the meeting will last probably no later than about 5 o'clock. The items on the agenda at this point would include the school speed zone bills and the bill dealing with studded tires that we just are expecting to receive in committee any day. In addition, we have asked the local area Committee on Transportation, the ACT for Central Oregon, to come in and make a presentation on their transportation priorities for the Central Oregon area. And at the request of the chair, I'm attempting to arrange to have a representative from Crook County come in and talk about the construction of Milliken Road between Prineville and Brothers, I believe, mm-hmm. or close to Brothers, mm-hmm. And talk to us about how that road was constructed. So that's the basic agenda, time and place. And as I get more information, I will pass it on to you.
And it's Friday. That's a Friday.
That is a Friday, correct.
Yeah, I'm going to have to stay. That's
okay.
If we get, I'm a 5.5-hour drive, so.
That's right.
That's going to be too.
Is there, are we carpooling going over? Is there going to be a van or anything, or are we just driving over ourselves?
I was anticipating that you would drive yourselves unless you want me to arrange for a van. The difficulty is that Mike and I have a large sound system that we have to take, so the van we're going to be taking the sound system in would not have any room for anyone in addition to he and I in it besides the sound equipment. Now, if you want us to try and arrange for a van, I suppose one of us could drive the sound system van and the other could drive a second van. If you,
or one of us could drive a second van.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
If it's your van.
Three, maybe.
Yeah. So I believe the chair, unfortunately, at this
point...
Yeah,
the chair's going to have to be in Southern Oregon, and the next day I'm tearing my airplane apart. Mm-hmm. So...
And of course, Representative Burley lives in the Bend area, so he would be driving over and not coming back.
I'll be staying, so.
You can fly us over?
Can I?
Not until I get it annuals, I can.
So say, yeah, we could fly over. Except so, not me.
Someday.
I don't do anything smart.
I would like you to keep John apprised of which of you are going to be able to be there, but because of me being gone, we will be bumping up against the quorum issue a little bit.
I plan to be there.
That's good. And okay. So I think we're going to be fine.
We'll be okay. Mm-hmm.
Let's go ahead and do a work session on the set of tire bill that day. Let's do a work session on set of tires, don't you think? That'd be a good idea.
Right then?
Yeah.
I don't think that'd be a good idea. That means I can't vote. I don't like that idea a bit.
Are you going to be doing the work group on the speed zone? Are you going to be facilitating, but are you going to be there?
Thank you. We don't have to go into work session on those bills to sign the work group,
no,
do it?
No.
Okay, good. The chair of the work group is Representative Beyer. Okay. Anyone is on this committee is welcome to sit in on that discussion, and I'd expect a couple of you, as a matter of fact.
And I don't have it here with me, but a number of people have approached us about serving on the work group. I don't have the list with me here now, but I can bring it to Wednesday's meeting, and we can talk about who might be in that group.
What about Representative Berger?
Yeah. I have her on the list, either her or someone she designates to represent her.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else?
You run a mean meeting.